At Columbia University in New York, students are still occupying Hamilton Hall past the deadline for them to leave. No arrests as of now. Here's New York Police Chief Jeffrey Madry today.
We will not go into that property until we get a specific request for Columbia University. And as of right now, we do not have that request.
Well, we're keeping an eye across the country as campus protests escalate. But as it does, so does misinformation. Let's bring in our partners at PolitiFact, the nonpartisan fact-checking website. Louis Jacobson is senior correspondent. Welcome back, Lou.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Lou, let's start with two pictures that are circulating on X, formerly known as Twitter. They're juxtaposed, you know, to send the message that there is a likeness in them. But you kind of take that apart. One shows Nazi officers from 1938. The other falsely claims to be from Columbia's current protests. So describe each of those pictures. What's happening?
Sure. So the 1938 picture is accurate. It does show Nazi officers stopping Jewish students from entering a university in Vienna back in 1938. The second photo that it's being compared to is not from 2024, as the Post says. It is from 2023, from a protest last October, October 12th, on the Columbia campus. The October 12th protest shows a pro-Palestinian march carrying flags and chanting, but they were not stopping students from going anywhere. And also, photographs taken at the same time show a pro-Israel rally as well on the same day on the campus. So basically, it's trying to draw a comparison between these two pictures, but the more recent picture isn't exactly the way it's described.
So again, the one photo from 1938, which shows Nazi officers stopping Jewish students from entering a building in Vienna University. That is real. That is true. The second photo, which is trying to make a comparison between Nazi officers and pro-Palestinian anti-war protesters at Columbia, purporting to show them also stopping Jewish students, is not true because they're not stopping Jewish students, but also is not from this past couple weeks' protests.
Correct.
And you're clear that when this photo was taken, there were different protest marches going on. This is in October 12th, 2023.
Yes, it was a march through campus while they were waving Palestinian flags and chanting. But there is no evidence from the photographs that we were able to track down that Jewish students were being blocked from accessing campus because of this march.
And separately, students of every background might be saying that they are being blocked now because of protests in the middle of the campus, but that is a completely unrelated issue.
Correct.
But you also looked at a statement from Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, this is last week. Johnson visited Columbia, criticized the school's handling of the protests, but then falsely claimed that when the university moved classes online, the university told Jewish students, maybe you do want to stay home. Again, you rated this false. What happened here?
Yeah, we did. Basically, there were two letters by top administrators, the president and the provost, that were sent on April 22nd during the demonstrations. And the first one said that on one day, Monday, April 22nd, all classes would be held virtually. However, nothing in her letter urged students to stay away from classes. In fact, it didn't really mention anything about students who are Jewish and what they should do. The main distinction was people who were, you know, already off campus should stay away, and the people who are already on campus could go to classes if they wanted. But the second letter, which basically said that the rest of the semester would be hybrid where possible, that too. It didn't say, you know, Jewish students should do this and non-Jewish students should do that. It was basically providing hybrid options, which allowed anybody who felt uncomfortable, it could be Jewish, it could be non-Jewish, to have the option. It was trying to expand options for people to learn despite the physical disruptions on the campus.
Well, we wondered because we do know that there was a rabbi associated with Columbia University's Orthodox Union Jewish Learning Initiative on campus. This is Eli Buchler. And he did send out a WhatsApp message to about 300 Jewish students saying that he strongly recommended, and it pained him to do so, but he strongly recommended that they, the Jewish students, return home as soon as possible and remain home. So it could have been that someone saw that as an official notice from Columbia. It was not.
That is entirely possible. And one of the interesting things about this, that same day, April 21st, basically Columbia, a different Jewish group, Hillel, a sort of umbrella group, it posted on X that we do not believe that Jewish students should leave Columbia. We do believe that the university and the city need to do more to ensure the safety of our students. And then Chabad, a different Orthodox Jewish group, did express concerns about security, but they declined to cancel or move its campus Passover Seders.
And you also report, just briefly, Columbia Journalism School actually has a new account on X devoted to fact-checking statements about the protests, something I'm sure you'd heartily concur with. I mean, misinformation in a moment like this can be deadly.
Yeah, I mean, we're actually very, very pleased to see Columbia Journalism School doing this sort of account. It's been helpful for us in trying to fact check this for ourselves. This is definitely one of the top issues that we're seeing, because it's not just at Columbia. It's, all over the country. And we tend to see a lot of misinformation when something becomes that big and controversial an issue.
Yeah. Louis Jacobson, senior correspondent at PolitiFact, thank you.
Thanks so much.